Good morning, everyone. Hello. Hello. Good morning, everyone. Can hear you? Great. Well, I'm Justin Hollett, and that's a bit about me. So if any of you want to take down details, I'll just go through basically who I am now. I'm going to let you guys know that I'm going to drag one person up onto the stage and a volunteer. So someone get ready, yeah? Maybe from that corner. Don't know. Yes, one of you get ready. But I'm just going to go through what I've achieved. I'm not being big-headed here, but I'm just going to go through it quickly. I was made Croydon Business Champion because I'm from Croydon. And I was the youngest ever to be made that. Yeah. I also got a regional award for this big government body. That was last year. I've had work experience at ITV and Channel 4. I'm going to South Africa in August. I've been chosen by a Warwick University to teach young people from around the world. So, quick question now, can any of you guess how old I am?
16. Sorry, that's my
age. Sorry. Yeah, but anyway, that was just quickly to say, most people when I say I'm 16 and I go for all of that, I'm not being big-headed. Most people are like, wow, you've done so much. But sometimes I sit at home and I think that, no, I haven't done so much. There's other young people who've done more than me. But it's just to say that I just sit at home and I just Google stuff sometimes and obviously go out. But getting all of that, it hasn't come easy because I haven't been from like a privileged background of wealth and all of that. I'm not saying if you're off from that background, you'll get everything. But I'm saying that I'm just like a normal young person and I got all of this. So it's just sitting at home Googling, it's taking every opportunity. And that's what I'm going to talk to you about, whether you're young or you're mature. Sorry, that's the way. Okay, my journey started when I was 15 years old, and because I'm from Croydon, I'm not sure if many of you know, it's some young people there, as where you'll find everywhere, can be very negative. So there was a lot of gun and knife problem in my area. And I just thought, let me do something different, rather than holding like a gun and knife campaign or a concert. No disrespect to anyone if he does that. But I just thought, let me hold like a business event, enterprise event, that's what I'm passionate about. And I done this event, I applied for funding. The venue I had was a grand, and being 15 years old, what 15-year-old has a grand? No? Okay, you guys might, but I didn't. And it was a grand of my mum's money, and I chose Crystal Palace Football Ground as my first venue, and it was the coldest day. It was the 10th of January 2009. It was the coldest day of the year, and I thought, if you saw me on that day, I was running around like thinking, no one's going to come, no one's going to come, no one's going to come. And then lo and behold, 1,500 young people turned out, and these are the pictures, some pictures from it. It's a long page. So just look along. It was fantastic. We had Tim Campbell from The Apprentice come down. We had MBEs, MPs. We had like over 30 exhibitions, or I had over 30 exhibitions, and it was just a creative day for young people, just get inspired and just get information and advice. And that was my basically input into my community. And to get 1,500 young people there on the coldest day, it shows that young people are up and active and they want to make something in their life. So these are all the pictures from it. Okay, going along now, just gonna quickly. Top tips for business success. I know not many of you want to be a business or may want to, but these are just also life skills, what to do basically, just to push yourself forward. So these are my top tips. I'm just going to quickly run through them. Dream big. Obviously going through my story of how I started, I was 15 years old and it was a grand. That was a lot of money basically. And on Christmas Eve, I got told I had no funding. And for when most of you were sitting at home wrapping up your presents, expecting your Wii's and PS3's, I was sitting there crying that I got no funding and I had to use a grand of my mum's money. And as I said, that's a lot of money. So dream big. My mum said to me that young people dream differently from adults and other people. So that was my dream, to hold this event. And as I said, I did it. So whatever your dream is, it can be possible. Even if it costs £1 million, I'm not saying I'm going to give it to you, but I would love to, but go out there and find £1 million and do it for any way possible, because as I said, it's your dream and you need to accomplish it at the end of the day, because you only live once. So however old you are, however young you are, just basically do it. That's my one advice. quickly, moving on to the next. The power of planning. Planning. I'm not going to do the quote. But it's just like, you need to make sure if you plan, you need to make sure you put in for any eventualities. If you're in music industry, in life even, getting down here, make sure you know like two routes. Because obviously quite a lot of people obviously may or not have come because they just thought the tube or train station might have been closed. So always plan ahead and always plan for any eventualities or anything in between. Quickly moving on. Okay. 24/7 initiative. This basically means sit at home, do one, not sit at home, go outside, whatever you want to do. But make sure each day you set a target for yourself. So if you want to be in the music industry, if you want to be in the acting industry, make sure you say, today I'm going to find an audition. Today I'm going to speak to a casting director. Today I'm going to meet my audience. Anything you need to do to obviously push you a step closer. Because if you don't make that basically stuff change today, you're always going to say tomorrow. And how many of you out there have said, I'm going to do that tomorrow? Can I say, show of hands, please? Did you say tomorrow? Have you ever said tomorrow? Yeah? So I didn't see your hand go up, sorry. Yeah. So obviously, everyone in here said, let me do it tomorrow. That's obviously, sometimes that's good to say, but you need to start doing stuff today because you never know, obviously, when tomorrow is not going to come along. So always make that one point today to call or email that one person. Next one. Last one, be yourself. Obviously, work on what you know you can do. So if you're funny, be funny. If you're can laugh, well, laugh. But obviously, be yourself in business and in life because people will buy into you. Because I could have come up here in a suit and booted, thinking, oh, good speaker's going to be up here. So I'm shaking, I'm 16 years old doing all this. But I just thought, my jeans, let me be myself and let me just talk to you guys as a normal 16-year-old to inspire everyone. So I'm going to get one person from the audience from this section. Does anyone want to come up? I need a volunteer quickly. I'm going to pick someone from here. Can one of you come up, stand up? No? Any volunteers?
I'll give a fiver to the person who volunteers first.
Check for that.
Someone's running.
So, yay! Yay!
Katie, hey.
Hi, it's Katie here. I needed her basically to just say, what do you want to do basically? I know you, man.
Save the world.
This is a quick example. What are you doing? What have you done like basically today to get you closer to saving the world?
Come here. To meet people.
She's coming to meet people, so everyone make sure you talk to her. But you're not trying to say Katie could have stayed at home today, but the decision she took to come out here and actually meet all you fantastic people is an achievement in itself. So thank you all you guys for coming. One more thing to say for my big case, sorry.
No,
you're thank you. Save the world. And guys, lastly, this is my event I'm holding on the, get the plug in, on the 29th of July. It's at Fairfield Halls. Do any of you know where that is?
Yes.
No?
Yeah.
Yeah, some of you may know. But I'm going to talk to all of you before I go and give you the details. But this is my it's like a creative enterprise event. And there's going to be lots of stands, lots of stalls, lots of advice and information there. There'll be debates and open mic. So singers, performers. If you've got anything to actually plug or like talk about, just jump on the mic and just say it. It's going to be a fantastic day. And obviously in the corner you see the first 200 people with an iPod. So I know my audience, if any of you want to obviously come along. So I'm going to talk to all of you. And obviously this is what I do, this is what I'm all about, doing events for young people. And hopefully in the future I want to hold more. Last thing to say, one person I want to say a huge, massive thank you to is person who helped me through everything basically at the moment, my mum. She's just there and it's her birthday today. So yeah. So I call her, I'm not sure if I should refer to her as this, but I call her my bulldog. And basically, I say hi to one of you guys, and then she'll get in there, she'll close the deal, she'll get your numbers. She'll get to come along to this. So I hope to see each and every one of your faces there. But it's her birthday today, and it's just such nice to, when you have that person to support you, to whoever it is, just say thank you to that person today. And just so appreciating to them, because they're the people pushing you forward, and they're the people, basically, your biggest fans. So I couldn't have done it without her and her money, of course. But everyone got that. Back to me now. get my details down. I'm going to talk to each and every one of you, but in about 10 minutes, I've got to rush off to school. So obviously, I juggle two stuff at once from a student as also. But as I said, do one thing today that pushes you forward, because when I see you next, I want to see you in a magazine, like a billionaire's magazine. So, but anyway, thank you everyone. My name's Justin Hollett, and fantastic meeting all of you.